This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report, and joining me shortly will be Matthew Deagle, my oldest son. And Matthew is quite a character. He's very knowledgeable in many different areas. He made an excellent point last week about the issue that since the 1960s that we've had stopped cultural immigration and went to, quote, immigration based on skill sets. So, yeah, I can hear our board op, but I can't hear Matthew yet, so I guess the board op piece will get him connected somehow. That was an excellent point. Matthew, are you there? I can't hear you very well, so you have to turn up the sound, I guess, a bit. Perhaps he's at the board op there. Okay, good. So, Matthew, we talked a bit about what happened with MoveOn.org and Black Lives Matter attacking. It appeared all the signs that were there were Hillary Clinton signs. Her organizations, by the way, directly support Black Lives Matter and MoveOn.org, which are tied to George Soros. So the corrupt cabal, including Hillary Clinton and the bipartisan, were out in full force trying to attack Trump. Now, the situation is he's the only candidate that's not kind of bought and paid for on either side. And of course they put signs up for Sanders, and of course Sanders has no tie to MoveOn.org or to Black Lives Matter. He has some black supporters because they want to have, you know, education at a reasonable cost, which everybody does, and they want to have health care for everyone. We have literally 29 million people, 29 and a half million people have no insurance. A lot of people can't afford it, including many people who are unemployed. The black unemployment rate is around 55% for black youth, which you'd think naturally they'd be supporting Trump. And a lot did. In fact, on the weekend, a young black gentleman in Chicago who actually just finished his MBA was about to set up a restaurant, had a big T-shirt with I support Trump and a sign. These thugs killed him. They actually shot and killed him at the Chicago rally where Trump didn't show up. So it gives you an idea just how insane the situation is and how we don't need to tolerate it. I think we need to treat all of the addresses from now on by Trump as presidential addresses, that he has to have only a crowd on one side. He needs to have Kevlar between him and the crowd. He needs to have better security than the Secret Service, who were pretty sloppy, that led this guy to get through on Friday to attack him and grab his leg. He did have a knife. He does support ISIS, and he was sent by MoveOn.org. Even his Twitter account indicated that. Other people told him to be safe. How safe can you be when you're attacking a presidential candidate and a stage with a knife? I mean, that's pretty insane. So it's not just a problem here in America. And Matthew, you've done some analysis of what's going on a global scale, and you have an amazing set of skills to bring forward and products that you provide on your website, MatthewDeagle.com. I'd like you to talk about all these issues and what you can provide to help people to sort out their own personal situation, their health, and to look at geopolitics and sports and everything else. Yeah, so we're still having connection troubles. I can hear. Yeah, I can hear Matthew, although he's not very loud. So maybe on your microphone, Matt, you maybe have to just turn it up a bit on your microphone button for your speaker. But I can't hear him, so he's very loud at all. He's very distant. Speak again, Matthew. I can't hear him at all now. Okay. So, see, Keith, if you need some help, get one of the other technicians to give you a hand there to try to get Matthew his volumes up, because he's had a good Skype connection. In fact, he just finished his own show. He has a show over on Rents Network from 12 to 1, Monday to Friday. Let's have a look here at some of the latest news items that are going on. We'll look at Drudge is a good thing to see what's happening here. Soros group raising funds from Trump protests warns more disruption to come. I think George Soros needs to have a SWAT team on him. He needs to be swatted. So I can hear Matilda in the background, so I know.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you very well. Okay, Matthew, okay. I want you to give us an analysis of what you think happened. We can see Hillary signs all over this thing.
This guy, right, Tom DeMassimo.
Hold your microphone closer because you were good for a second and now you're...
Before he went and deleted a bunch of his tweets, he said he wanted to be a martyr.
Oh, really? Okay. Turn up, put your microphone closer to you because you're a little distant now.
He was saying he wanted to be a martyr.
Let's reconnect by Skype because somehow the connection was not good. Let's reconnect. I can't. It was really good for a second. Now it's gone. By the way, ICE 124 illegals freed from jail later charged in 138 murder cases. Wow, that's up on Drudge. Palin husband in a serious snow machine crash developing. So there's a terrible thing going on there.
Okay, now
a Democrat's question. Matthew, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, good. Speak up, because I want you to analyze what's going on with this DeMasio guy wanted to be a martyr.
Cold. My voice is a little weaker, but it shouldn't be that bad.
No, I can hear you well. Yeah, we had a volume problem before. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, so Tommy DeMassimo, this little jerk that tried to rush the stage at the Trump rally, if you go to his Twitter account, before they deleted a bunch of his tweets, or he deleted them, I guess, he had a picture of him flipping off the camera after he got out of jail on his $300 bail. He had a previous post where he said he wanted to be a martyr. He did a demonstration, I think, last year where he was standing on an American flag and saying it's my right to stand on this flag. He's basically just, he's like the literal embodiment. Have you seen that South Park episode with the PC bros? He's like a real-life PC bro, this, like, works out 3 days a week or whatever, and then the rest of the week he protests in favor of SJW causes. I don't know. Whatever the case, the guy's a jerk. But I don't know about ISIS ties. I mean, there was a video produced where somebody overplayed the song Salilo Solari with him on the flag. I mean, it doesn't matter, really, because what I do is I follow the overall cultural trends involved in these events.
And how do you do that, Matthew? Because you're not just doing a geopolitical analysis. You're doing numerological, astrological, and other analysis.
Yeah, I'm doing a symbolic
converge all this.
To see
so let's look at this. And you provide services that allow people to do it on their own personal situation, their birth date, their health, geopolitical issues,
on my website, MatthewDeagle.com, you can see I have personal astrological and numerological services.
And these are based on biblical principles, the old biblical astrology.
Yeah, they're based on natural laws, right?
Based on the same laws as Moses used when he understood that it was a time to release the Hebrews, and that's the way we came back from the desert of Midian.
All ancient farmers used to use astrology. It's just based on seasonal cycles and just facts. What things symbolically mean.
Okay, so firstly, tell us what your analysis of the situation is, because we see George Soros, he was thrown out of Russia, all his NGOs were thrown out of Russia in the last year and a half, 2 years. We have the situation here where Soros and the Black Lives Matter organization, tied directly to Hillary Clinton, are trying to disrupt and also to blame Sanders' organization for it, because a lot of Sanders signed there. It was only like one sign for Hillary Clinton. So they're obviously trying to tie this violence somehow between Sanders and, which I know absolutely had nothing to do with it.
Well, it's all silly, but I mean, the thing is, you have to realize what's been going on since 1844 here. So we're in the age of Aquarius, which also means that the lunar is stronger. The positive side of that is the desire to get rid of the actually bad, to make positive changes and revolutions. The negative side of that is just the hateful, revolutionary, paranoid, like, destroy everything that went before you mentality. The mentality of Islamists and Marxists. So basically, I see Islamists, right, like ISIS, as being the same basic nature symbolically and energetically as, say, Karl Marx. In fact, Karl Marx has similar astrology rising. Similarly, he's very lunar, just like Abu Bakr. I don't think this is so much a communist concern, right? Because during the McCarthy era, there was a lot of paranoia about communists. Meanwhile, academia and the media were being thoroughly taken over by cultural Marxists. So really, I mean, Marxism is the threat here, not communism or socialism per se. And in fact, one of the big boogeymen, the biggest boogeyman that Marxists hate and use to justify Marxism as a prevention thereof is fascism, right? Well, by fascism, they really just mean national socialism, which in turn...
Matt, we'll be back in just a moment. We're coming up to a bumper, and we'll be back in a moment with Matthew, and he'll explain also a lot of the other services he provides, a lot of the analysis, and why this is a fulcrum time in history and also dangerous.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
this. And Matthew, now let's analyze what's going on here, because
as I said, this is all.
What's the genesis, for example, of Black Lives Matter? You mentioned it ties from cultural Marxism.
Yes, this is all manifestations of the ill-dignified lunar on a collective level. It's all the manifestations of one astrological energy or life energy, which is an excess of the bladder channel and an excess of the large intestine channel, i.e. an excess of the desire for relief, the excess of the desire to eliminate and destroy things, an excess of pity as well as self-pity, which is both the mentality and the main target of these campaigns by cultural Marxists. You see this with, for instance, Black Lives Matter. There's a legitimate basis for Black Lives Matter, right? The basis of Black Lives Matter is that blacks are shot dead for the stupidest reasons by cops all the time.
Or put in jail for ridiculous reasons, too. 10 to 12 times more for smoking marijuana. And, of course, that's why Hillary won't respond to the idea of three strikes, you know, because sometimes it's a black person that smoked dope 3 times in public or maybe had an ounce of a gram on their hand. And they end up going to prison for 30 years.
Well, then here she is, you know, well, I mean, obviously, here she is, you know, praising Nancy Reagan, who was behind the drug war and everything. But basically, Black Lives Matter has been hijacked, as well as any other group, any other, like, African-American group, except for maybe the ones based on kind of fringe ideas like Nation of Islam or whatever. Most of these
it's very interesting, by the way, that Nation of Islam actually supports Donald Trump. As
yeah,
well
fair
as,
but I mean, the main thing to realize is that, yes, police brutality and racism are problems for blacks, but the main problem in this country, I think, is the culture. Black culture has degenerated so much in the past 50 to 60 years. It's incredible. And what is the main cause of that? The main cause of the spread of bad music, bad language, negative and selfish attitudes, materialism. It's basically the music industry. The music industry promotes people who are talentless, promotes people who are thugs and aggressive, promotes all this negative music with negative lyrics and very bad negative harmonies, disharmonious music, while they actively suppress good and harmonious music, including African-American artists. For example, Michael Jackson was actively slandered by his own agencies, actively not promoted in the USA while being popular all around the world. Michael Jackson's albums, mostly since the 90s, sold better in international audiences like in Europe and Japan than they did in the USA. Now, why is that? Michael Jackson had bigger concerts sometimes in foreign countries than here. It's because America, unfortunately, right now, when people think about Americanization, it's not really any American culture that's being promoted around the world by the CIA. It isn't even any particular American dialect. They aren't promoting, like, some particular regional culture. They're promoting cultural Marxism. See, while the Soviet Union was the main promoter and spreader of economic Marxist policies, because their attitude toward Marxism was to force an economic change toward collectivism, the cultural Marxists have a more feminine approach to Marxism. They want to begin with manipulation and undermining of culture, and from that create anarchy, which then gives an opportunity to seize power. You see? That's what they've been doing. And the main thing to blame, in my opinion, for the terrible conditions that blacks, many blacks live in this country, is simply the very negative, destructive, materialistic culture, which is promoted by the music industry and promoted by many other policies which seem intended to degrade their culture.
Exactly. That's why you have, for example, some men in prison have 20 or 24 honor babies, where the mothers are sending part of their social security check to the man in prison who's the father of their child.
Yeah,
and Social Services doesn't pay a woman if she has two or three or four different children, different fathers. They will, if they have a man in the house. So in other words, the social services system is set up specifically to make sure you don't have a stable mother-father family relationship, and with
it's all a Marxist experiment. I mean, basically, they destroy families in black communities. They make sure they don't have fathers. They make sure that they don't really have any family per se. They just have gangs in place of families, right?
Right.
And the gangs are all manipulated. Allegedly, even the drugs were brought in by the CIA.
Of course they are. That's why when you hear Donald Trump, the only thing that the wall will stop, and it will stop it, because we can't tolerate 100 million immigrants from poor countries coming to America without control.
Think about it. I mean, what is right now the most popular form of music, even among white youth, is bad hip hop and bad R&B, basically.
Right, but here's the point. What Trump doesn't realize, he may, because he's a pragmatist and a problem solver. Once he gets digs in, he's going to realize that when he gave a promise to the people in New Hampshire to stop the flow of heroin. By the way, it's not coming in from the Mexican border. It's coming in with C-130s, with U.S. military bases like Aurora, Colorado, where I took care of
pilots. Oh, yeah, it used to be coming in directly from Colombia.
Directly. I mean, they're talking about heroin coming in from the Golden Triangle. You're coming in from Afghanistan and elsewhere by U.S. military, with the CIA, et cetera.
Because we finished our job in Afghanistan, the heroin production went up several
260%, yeah. And, of course, they made sure they maintained the drug trade, and we wouldn't interfere with the...
you have to ask yourself, who's really
tribal
playing?
Areas.
I think it's pretty simple. As I said, cultural Marxists, in contrast to Soviet-style communists, right? Cultural Marxists focus mostly on culture and on music and on the media, with the goal of undermining any traditions, undermining any traditional morality, and undermining any kind of traditional identity, and replacing it with a homogeneous materialistic culture that can be more easily controlled.
Right.
Basically, because that creates a crisis, right, an anarchic crisis that then demands some solution, and the solution is, in their minds, their Marxist socialism.
Right.
Now, I think this accounts for most of the evil activities of the CIA. When you think about it, first of all, the CIA and NSA recruit from academia. Academia was already thoroughly infiltrated by Marxists by the 1950s and 60s.
Right.
Most of the NSA consists of people recruited from math and departments, whereas most people in the CIA are recruited from, for example, language departments, or foreign culture departments, many of which are left-wing liberal arts Marxists. Now, you can trace this all back again to the Frankfurt School with Max Horkheimer, etc., who basically openly praised the Marquis de Sade, etc. They believe in destroying all traditional culture, destroying all spiritual values, replacing all national boundaries with unions like the European Union. It all goes back to them. And, I mean, you can even trace it back further to the Rothschilds and then Richard Coudenhove Kalergi, who was also one of the founders of the idea of a pan-European society and raceless society.
Well, that's what they're trying to do right now. I think they're trying to force the Europeans to have such a violent counter-response to this massive immigration of very backward Muslims that are, you know, we call...
Their delusional belief is that if the Muslims are all assimilated into European society...
They won't be assimilated. They can't be, and they haven't been in France for years. The point is they want to create this backlash so they can create Fortress Europe. They want to get rid of all national boundaries and make it Fortress Europe is what they want to do.
I mean, yeah, they want a crisis.
Commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere... Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We've kind of laid out a lot of these issues. It's pretty obvious that we're dealing with, it's not just, by the way, a problem here in America. These issues have been played out in other countries. You have a number
well,
of
obviously,
sources.
I mean, the CIA can't be a problem just in America because it's everywhere.
Right.
As I said, the CIA was a disaster from the beginning because the National Security Act essentially gave it powers beyond the president. So already we have an intelligence network that goes beyond presidential executive powers. An intelligence network that can do whatever it wants without even telling the president. Now, when you mix in that and the fact that most of the recruits to the CIA come from academia, which in turn is heavily infiltrated by Marxist extremists, it's pretty obvious what's been going on here. Is that we have a struggle between the Office of President, the Pentagon, which is the military, and the CIA. There's not really one government in this country. There are three governments. And
right.
One of those three governments is arguably trying to push a Marxist global empire. I think that's the reason why we see so much nonsensical aggression and revolution throughout
the
world.
We know the CIA directly trained ISIS and ISL in Jordan 4 years ago in a town north of Amman with Israeli, it was collaboration with Israeli Mossad. And we know this is a fact. I mean, my friend Barry Charmish, who's Jewish, actually has all kinds of contacts inside Israel and elsewhere to prove this. So it's not open to people's opinion.
Yeah, I mean, some people think the Zionists are behind all this. But that's not really true. I mean,
No, it's not.
There is an overrepresentation of Jews among Marxists, but the reason for that is that Judaism is already a fringe religion. They're never part of mainstream society, and so Jews are more likely to join fringe cults like Marxism than other people, as because there's nothing else to go to. You see, once they leave Judaism, they feel already separate from the culture, and then they leave, they go to something like Marxism. Consequently, a lot of Jews in, were early Marxists, right? In fact, the Frankfurt School consists
of... Which is why the kibbutzes were basically a form of Marxism, aren't they?
Yeah, but don't think Marxists are friendly to Israel. I mean, look at the European Union wants to recognize Palestine as a state. However, on right. the other side, the theocrats are also crazy, okay? I mean, Ted Cruz and the Zionists, they're also crazy. They want to start World War III, but they're not the same thing as the Marxists. And the Marxists are much more powerful, in my opinion, and much more long-term dangerous. The two main... I see what's happening. Over time, I see the slow erosion of Christianity and possibly even its total phasing out as a large-scale religion. On the other hand, Marxism and Islamism, I think, will continue to grow.
Yeah, you can see that happening because Marxism and Islamism have made a dark alliance to force this, quote, New World Order on the whole planet. And
part of what's to blame for that, though, is that people like Ted Cruz are not very good Christians, if even Christians at all. They're heretics, right? I mean, they believe, the Republican Party believes in greed and unfairness as a doctrine. They believe in usury as a doctrine. So they're totally dead set against any of the traditional Christian morals and charity and forgiveness. They're a revengeful and bloodthirsty, greedy cult. So, I mean, it's partly their fault anyway. But
I don't know if you can paint it totally. For example, when I heard the response of Trump, which is a businessman, he's concerned about black and others that don't have jobs too, because he knows you can't have a stable society or if you.
Well, I'm not talking about Trump. The Republican Party hates Trump, right? Why do they hate Trump? Because I mean, listen to how fanatical and extreme they are. Trump says he wants to hear the other side of the story in Israel, and then Ted Cruz calls that relativistic morality. These people are nuts as well, right? I mean, we have lots of different nutty cults. Essentially, the big threat to humanity is that there's lots of different insane false religions, including Marxism, which is, yes, a religion. It's not a political movement. Fundamentally, it's a religion. It is the, it is, in fact, I would say, the doctrine religion, the main religion of our universities, and arguably has also strong representation in the Catholic Church, for instance, the Jesuits. Certainly is a driving religion of the European Union, and definitely the European Union is all based on Marxist beliefs, the belief that the cause, for instance, of war is supposedly nationalism, that supposedly having national borders and individual national cultures is the reason why the world wars happen. Well, that's not really the reason at all. The reason the World Wars happened is because bankers funded both sides and stirred up both wars, right?
Exactly.
In fact, bankers who funded Marxism as well.
Exactly. Now, you tell us about some of the services you provide, because you have on your website, MatthewDeagle.com, a number of things you can do that are very unique, and you have a number of algorithms and things you've discovered in your many years.
Yeah, I have some simple logical formulas. You know, most astrologers out there are just using half intuition and half what's actually there. I try to use a rigorous formula based on my empirical research. I've narrowed down and deduced things that I don't think are effective, and I focus on things that actually have an observable result. So, first of all, my astrology is all based on logic and universal laws of logic. Secondly, it is based on a simple formula that I can calculate for anybody to find out what symbols govern their life based on their astrology, right? There are other sources of symbols as well.
Yeah, symbology is tied, by the way, to the fact that our world is, in a sense, a holographic universe that is governed by higher levels of symbology in the realm of consciousness or soul.
Yeah, basically,
or
I can find out some of the main symbols that influence your character in your life, such as your name, which is a huge influence on you, as well as the time you're born. So that's what I mean by astrology. I mean, really, astrology is an ancient science, and it was developed to quite a high level in ancient Rome. But we don't know about that to very good detail anymore, because most of the ancient Roman astrology texts were burned by the Christian fanatics. So the early Christians were like the Marxists of their day. Don't think that they were some kind of positive revolution or some kind of spreading of the teachings of Christ. They basically devoted themselves to destroying traditional knowledge and cultures, just like the Marxists want to do today, to establish a new world order of a kind. So the main thing we've been suffering from for about 2,000 years has been one after another heretical, fanatical, and false religion hell-bent on world domination and power that has no regard for cultures and wants to wipe away everything that it sees as inferior or as You know, I mean, it's funny that they label the Nazis as being like the essence of that, when really Marxists are far worse. And so is ISIS, right? ISIS doesn't just ISIS executes people left and right, just indiscriminately, just for being, you know, a slightly different version of Islam.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's amazing. So, and they're tolerated by these other Muslims because most Muslims are too passive to actually stop this, you know, tiny percentage of extreme element.
Yeah, Yeah, what's going on with these Black Lives Matter people is they're basically brainwashed by propaganda. It's all totally skewed information.
Yeah, it's like very unfortunate because it's very negative for themselves.
They'll say because Trump has them pledge allegiance while raising the right hand, which, by the way, is the way you used to pledge allegiance in the USA. And it's still the way you make a pledge, right? When you swear an oath over the Bible, it's not uncommon to raise your right hand. But that supposedly means he's like Hitler, right? Bullshit.
Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's nonsense. And then on the other hand, you have them saying that he's affiliated with the KKK because David Duke goes on his radio show and says to vote for Trump. Meanwhile, they totally ignore the fact that one of his best friends is Mike Tyson, who is a black Muslim who also endorses Trump. Like, right, Mike Tyson is a black Muslim who endorses Trump. How do you explain him being in the KKK fitting with that?
Yeah, not only that, you have to understand that David Duke is not a KKK member now.
He was out of the KKK 40 years ago anyway. I mean,
40 years, but he's also run for political office. What he mainly does for his opponents is he actually uses quote marks of what they say.
I think he was a representative in the Louisiana House of Representatives. So, I mean, the guy was a Republican politician endorsing another Republican politician. It's not that big of a surprise. But besides that, I mean, Louis Farrakhan, who is the leader of a black Muslim movement, all right?
Right.
A movement which previously has had explicit black supremacist doctrines saying that white people are the creation of an evil scientist and stuff like that, right?
Right.
So, I mean, it's the exact opposite of the KKK. What, are you going to say that Donald Trump hates white people now because Louis Farrakhan endorses?
It's too bizarre, isn't it? Yeah,
but it's clearly mass manipulation, and it's kind of scary to see how much of the media is on board with this.
Well, people need more information to make the right decisions. I want you to expand on some of the services you offer, because I think both dealing on a geopolitical level, on a personal level, on a health level, you can do analysis that can tell people where their weaknesses are and their strengths, where society is its weaknesses and strengths, and what's driving our current culture.
Yeah, I can certainly.
Hi, Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
So, Matt, I'm going to return to my original question at the bottom. Things that you provide on your product list at MatthewDeagle.com, because I think that are very unique services that you offer that I think... can make people make better decisions in their life, make better geopolitical decisions, make better understanding of what's going on. You have, for example, a name and birthday analysis, full natal analysis, health analysis, life questions, advice, electional astrology. I'm not sure exactly what that term means. Financial astrology, and more mundane. Can you explain what those mean?
All right, so a name and birth date analysis is only $50, and that's when you can go to my website, MatthewDeagle.com. That's MatthewDeagle.com. You can find the link on my Rents Radio website. Just go to the hosts on RentsRadio.com.
Right.
You'll find the link right there. The name and birth date analysis basically is just where I take your name and the date of birth, and I tell you based on that what sort of symbols are influencing you. Your full natal analysis is
in other words. And the symbology, of course, can have effects on decisions and so on. Okay.
Oh, it has massive effects because our subconscious mind is about twice as intelligent as our conscious mind. It is also part of a collective. So this, I mean, I've observed over the years, reading the news and following conspiracies and things, I think this is really what's in control of the overall current of human society. That's why you see similar things manifesting at the same time. We simultaneously have our version of the ill-dignified lunar in the West, Marxism, and in the East they have their version, Islamism, or ISIS. So, again, it's the same basic
nature. You're dealing with a collective consciousness of mankind as a multicellular organism is what you're saying.
Yeah, an individual human is an organism, but so is the collective, also an organism with its own life energy channels that can similarly be out of balance. So a full natal analysis is where I don't just look at your name and your birth date, but I look more specifically at the exact time you were born to find out what seasonal and other astrological influences predominate, which can tell you about all sorts of things, your character, your constitution, your health tendencies, your psychological tendencies.
Now, you did a bit more of that on the health analysis. Now, remember the
the health analysis is where I go further. If you take the full natal analysis as a prerequisite, I can do a health analysis for the full natal analysis is $150. The health analysis is an extra $100 on top of that to address a specific issue, where then I will refer you to someone, a medical doctor, such as NutriMedical, for example, to get some kind of advice, or I will tell you, or to an acupuncturist to get a specific acupuncture channel, acupuncture, because I will look up specific acupuncture points, and I will look up specifically what.
Right, because the bio body is a bioplasmatic body, and by the way, there's also not only an individual but a collective. For example, I've been able to do proxy QRMA tests, even people thousands of miles away, and people say, "How's that possible?" I say, "We're a collective organism. Besides being individuals, we're also collective." And people need to also realize there's weakness points that are passed on epigenetically and bioenergetically as well.
Even just culturally, like if you listen to this bad music that is popular on the radio right now, it can actually affect your health and psyche negatively. An intelligent person can be significantly dumbed down just by listening to the crap music that's on the radio.
Right.
I'm telling you, basically the main lesson of this astrology and symbolic analysis of culture is that the really supposedly innocuous things in our society are some of the most powerful and dangerous. Things like music and language. I recommend people do not, no matter how naively you think it's catchy or whatever, don't listen to the stuff that's being promoted currently on the radio. Don't listen to those popular artists. The vast majority of them are part of this cultural Marxist agenda. They are often talentless people who are intentionally used as vessels for whatever the producers want to make.
Yeah, that's why it's up there about
God knows
some of these people. Are some of these people called Illuminati, I guess is the term they try to use.
But well, I think Illuminati is also disinformation. Because remember, Illuminati is an old secret society from the 18th
right.
century.
Right, what I'm saying is that they're not the Illuminati, centuries. But they're selected to be how can I say it, the colors and the infiltrators and the modulators of society's culture.
It's not the Illuminati, it's Marxist.
No, it doesn't have to be. Yeah, Marxist, exactly. Marxist. And you have also a life questions and advice analysis. You're talking about if somebody has a major decision to make or election. What's an electional astrology? What does that mean?
Well, electional astrology doesn't have to do with a campaign or anything. It has to do with electing a specific time to do something. There's a description under each product, but it's basically electing a good, opportune time to do something in particular based on...
Maybe like launching a business or doing a certain thing.
Launching a business or any particular activity.
Travel, whatever, yeah.
Which is in harmony with the influences of time. So I find a time which is in harmony with the influences active through culture, dates, symbolism, astrology.
Now, if you go back to Jonathan Gray's book called The Sting of the Scorpion, which I tell people to get, it talks about many of these things you're talking about, but that, in fact, our world actually had, in a sense, a holographic analysis of the star charts and so on that would give mankind an understanding of the nature of what reality was. Because
well, basically,
then,
everything is part of a kind of harmony with everything else. And so the really big things like the positions of planets do affect the Earth because they're all part of one life energy system. The solar system
right.
is, in fact, itself a life energy system with channels, you might say. And each planet has its own tone. Really, it's not the planets themselves, but the tone they give off based on their evolution of life or their atmosphere, their composition, which causes a specific impulse to come from them. So, for instance, you look at a planet like Mercury, and it basically has what symbolically is red, or the note of G on a piano. It therefore has what we call the mercurial influence. It's the same with all the planets. So basically it's not about any particular planet. Two different planets can have the same effect, right? Two different things can have the same symbolic effect. And there's many different things involved. But these planets in their oscillations or their orbits do actually create kind of seasons in which certain influences reach a peak and a trough. Just like a wave, right? It goes up to its
Well, that's why they use the term lunacy, because when certain lunar cycles or signs are present, they used to call it lunacy because they'd see a lot more people
coming. It's funny you mentioned lunacy because that's the exact word I've been using. I think it's accurate to describe the excessively lunar ideologies like mass immigration, multiculturalism, Marxism, and Islamism. All these things are excessively lunar, which means that they desire an extreme purge of all that which they see as bad and the destruction of boundaries and loyalties. The other services I offer are financial astrology, which means that I give you advice on what sort of thing to invest in or on your particular investment, whether to buy or sell, for example, stock. because basically at any given time, the position of planets or the season also influences what is going to be more desirable, what's going to be more expensive. There's many other influences, of course, but astrology...
Have you done any analysis? I'm sorry to interrupt you there. Have you done any analysis on what's going on with our current economy? And answer that afterward, but go ahead. You had a comment about it, Colonel.
There's more influences than just basic astrology. But overall, as I said, we're in the age of Aquarius, which means that excessively lunar tendencies are a big danger right now, which means religious fanaticism like ISIS, as well as what I would call also cultic or religious fanaticism in the form of Marxism. The last service I provide is mundane astrology, which means astrology of world events, where if a person wants to know about any particular world events, such as a political situation, I can tell them about that as well. Everything is influenced by astrology as well as names and dates.
So if you're looking at the mundane events, for example, right now, the rise, I don't think there's been an election like this since maybe Ronald Reagan. Where there's been, and then this is probably exceeds that in terms of the amount of potential violence, danger, and controversy going on in this election cycle. Basically, most of the people, I'm looking at articles from Drudge, are just totally fed up with what's happening in the cycle. Why Washington's political class is losing control.
Part of what's going on here is that we have these people like Ted. On one side, we have the Marxists who want to have their utopia, which, however, requires first destroying all traditions and creating anarchy. On the other hand, we have religious fanatics like Ted Cruz with their heretical beliefs that are not based on any real thorough reading of the Bible or any logic. They're just delusions, like the rapture, for example. They believe that they're all going to disappear into a neatly folded pile of clothing instead of having to experience the tribulation they bring on themselves. Well, actually, if Ted Cruz starts World War III, he's not going to disappear into the sky. He's going to have to suffer like the rest of us. In fact, the rapture itself is derived from one of the Pauline epistles, which are, in general, I think, very unreliable parts of the Bible. St. Paul himself is questionable in general. But the Pauline epistles in particular are quite questionable parts of the Bible. So it's
we know that rapture stuff is, to me, and I've said this over many times,
and I mean, it's a very loose interpretation even of St. Paul's words, saying that we're going to
It doesn't even follow logic. You know, if God wants the people on the earth 1,000 years from now, if they're all, quote, raptured off, where are they going to come from?
Well, how are you going to eventually... Revelation does not prophesy the end of the world, right? It's not true.
No. Revelation is the apocalypse.
The apocalypse is not the end of the world. The apocalypse is actually just the beginning of the age of Aquarius, which means that right now these evolutionary impulses are very strong. There are positive changes happening in our society.
We're on breakdown.
Harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you. But I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you. So the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards. Even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.